Hello. Hello.
Hi, this is Laquana giving you a call back from customer support as you requested. Did you still need assistance?
I want to know what I'm getting charged for. I have no idea where I called or what you guys are all about.
Yes, ma'am. Well, we do service over 300 plus companies. Once I locate an account, I can definitely tell you who's charging you and why. May I please have your zip code?
03045.
I'll do. Thank you for that. And may I please have the first and last name?
Cindy Loranger. Because I had a price of 51 and change, 51 and change, and now it's like 64. I don't know. I'm just confused.
And can you verify the North Mass Street address for me?
32, apartment 5. Goffstown.
I do thank you for that. I'm just waiting for my system to load to see what was billed to you. Okay, I do thank you for holding. I did locate an account. I do show that on December 14th, you paid $7.95 for the sweepstakes entry for the KitchenAid. What happened is that if you don't cancel out your account within 3 days, you're going to be billed and enrolled into our discount membership club.
Take it off. I'm disputing this. I did call and tell them, I ended up doing something. I called my bank and just told them I'm not doing this. So, no, that's not going to happen. I didn't give you my permission. You need to reimburse me.
Yes, ma'am. You said that you disputing it. Have you disputed it with your bank?
No, but I will. You know, I can't afford something like this. It was very deceiving. They were supposed to only charge you $2 and change, and then next thing I know it, I have a bill for almost $8. And so I called my credit card company, and I already did dispute that because it was very deceiving. It said $2 and change to join, you know, to try and win. Nothing about them. They're going to charge me from now on. No, you need to give me a credit because I will not do this.
Okay, so you've disputed the $7.95
yes,
charge.
Yes, I did.
But you didn't.
On the list, honey, excuse me, I don't mean to be, like, getting frustrated with you. It said you $2 and some odd cents. And like I said, then next thing I know it, I'm getting a bill for almost $8. So I did call my credit card company and told them exactly what happened. That, you know, that was deceiving. Why do they tell you this much and then they give you, you know, they charge you for something else? So I don't want nothing to do with this. I had no idea. All I thought it was for the blender. That's it.
Yes, ma'am. Well, the only way that we can issue you a full refund on that charge is if you give us a call back with your bank. And if they confirm that the dispute, there's no dispute on this charge, then we can issue you a refund.
I haven't done it yet.
I understand that, ma'am, but being that you disputed the $7.95 and it's the same company, we have to make sure that they did not dispute that charge as well.
What, the $7 and change?
The $67.32.
No, I have not done that. I'm calling you guys first because I don't know what the heck this is all about. I have not called my bank yet to dispute the $67. I wanted to find out if it was something I ordered because of Christmas. And, you know, I had no idea. All it said was appliances and the numbers. So, no, I have not yet.
Yes, ma'am. I understand you may have not disputed the $67.32 charge, but being that you do have an open dispute for the $7.95 charge and it's the same company, we have to make sure that the dispute can be dropped before we process any refunds.
Why? Why? You guys deceived me. I'm going to call my bank. You either give me a credit or I will end up calling the bank and have...
Yes, ma'am. Well, if you dispute the charge, honestly, I'm not selling you this because I work for the company. Being that you paid the $7.95 the terms and conditions were agreed to. So when they contact us and ask us why we billed you, we can provide them with those terms. So you may have not realized that it was something that was going to turn into a monthly subscription.
No,
the
I
bank,
did not.
The bank will side with the company because of the terms and conditions. So if you would like the $67.32 back and the $7.95 back, you would need to give us a call back with your bank on the line. If you don't do that, then the bank will just continue with the dispute process.
It'll be my credit card company.
Well,
not
your
the
credit,
bank.
Your credit card company will continue with the dispute process, and once they reach out to us, they will be inclined to side with the company because of those terms. So they will issue you a provisional credit. It's not a refund. The provisional credit depends on the outcome of the investigation.
Okay, I'm going to call my credit card company right now.
Yes, ma'am.
So I am going to let you go. I don't even know how to do this three-way.
Well, you will contact them and tell them that we're willing to process the refund back for both charges if the dispute can be dropped. And they will place you on hold and contact us. And once we pick up, then they will conference you in.
Okay. Thank you.